CJLO 1690 AM. There's some apes for you with a bottom feeder from Quebec City apes. I guess there are apes in other places too, but that particular version of apes is native to only Quebec City. So, and you can hear their distinct communication that they do. You know, you have to very much study these creatures to see what they're doing and the noises they make, because that may actually indicate to you that it's an entirely separate creature that you're dealing with, you see. You know, it's smart. This is smart stuff here. Smart stuff. Before that, you heard some Outlier with Simulated Dying, which is not kind of the pep that I wanted for the track that came after the Rarity, which was before that. That's the band name, Rarity. But, you know, it worked, sort of. Not the way I wanted it to. It could have been shorter to be as meandering as it was. I find it confusing when a hardcore/metalcore band who has songs that are basically sometimes no more than 2 minutes long or 2.5 minutes long as full songs put a... that's not totally an instrumental track, but it's more like an interlude track. An interlude track that is the length of an entire another song on the record. It's very strange to me. I mean, I understand you want to break it up or something, but it just feels weird for it to be so long. You know what I mean? Because if all of your songs are that length anyway, then your interlude is basically another song. And an interlude is kind of, well, in my mind, it's supposed to be like, you know, a nice little break, a palate cleanse, as it were. And a palate cleanse, it's not like you have food and then you have like another course, which is a palate cleanser. You have like a, like just a thing, like a drink or a ginger or whatever it might be to kind of cleanse it. You're not making, you get what I'm saying here, right? You understand me. I don't think I need to explain this further. I think I've gone far enough into this discussion at this point. But that was Outlier for you. From right here in Montreal. Before that, some Rarity, as I mentioned. That was a track called Shit Eater off of their new record. And I have to say it because it's the name of the song. You can't blame me. They're the ones who created it, not me. And starting everything off was some Evans Blue from 2006 from Toronto with Cold, But I'm Still Here. I just found out, thanks to Spotify, that they put out a greatest hits album in 2019, and it doesn't have anything that I think people would think of if they even recalled this band existing, which is anything off of the first two albums, which are the best two albums, because after that they switched singers, and the music got more boring. And which is weird, because as I understood it, the singer just wrote the lyrics, and then the guitarist was the weirdo who did a bunch of weird nonsense. But they didn't switch guitarists. He's still there. But their songs became much more boring, like way more boring, which is not fun and not good. So if Evans Blue is listening right now, and obviously they are, since this is an international program, which everyone listens to. I know you stopped your Sunday so that you could listen to this, but Evans Blue, since you are listening, since we've established that you're listening by me just saying words, let me just say, you can't have a greatest hits album that doesn't have hits on it. That should go without saying. You can't call it that. You can call it like best of, maybe. That could work. I would argue that what you would put on it still is not your best of your work. But it kind of cements the idea that they did not have a good parting with their lead singer. I understood that it was not a problem, but I guess maybe at the time it wasn't a problem, but apparently it's not good now, because if it was, they would be able to take those songs and put them on the record and say, look, this is the best of our band. We've gone through some singers. It's okay. Here you go. This is the full offering. But I guess that's not the case. Unless, of course, they don't have the rights to release their own music, which, boy, that's definitely possible. Because the music industry is a horrifying and terrible thing, and they were on a major label, so that does track that they might have been not paying attention and signed a contract that gave all of their rights to not them. That actually makes me sad for them, if that's true. Damn. I should have thought about this before I started talking about it, because now I've made myself sad. Let's get on to happier things. There's going to be an interview with Derelict coming up in the show today. I think I mentioned that. I'm pretty sure I mentioned that. Maybe I didn't, actually. If I didn't mention it, there's going to be an interview with Derelict on the show today. Derelict, you say? Wasn't that a band from, like, a decade ago? And I say that, and I almost threw up in my mouth when those words exited. But yes, that is correct. Derelict, first album in 12 years, versus Entropy, which is out June 21st. So not this past Friday, but the Friday before that. And I played something from it on the show last week to prep for this show right now. And that will be an interview with Eric, who I have interviewed not just for Derelict, but also for another band, Sam Scaris, which I found that interview. I listened to them to see what they were like. And they were, well, it was my early work. So, you know, not great, but not terrible. Right in between, kind of like what this show is all of the time. Well, we've gotten in some heavier territory here, so perhaps what we need to do is we need to get some more Canadian things going here that are heavy. Sounds good? Sounds great. Let me play you a track from a band called Rootel. I said it wrong. It's Rootel. Not Rootel, because it's like ritual, but with an O with umlaut. So I have to say it in the most ridiculous, over-the-top way possible. So Rootel have a EP out called Worms. I'm going to play a track called Mycelium off of here. And it is, because I don't want you to feel left out, Quebec. And since it is moving day and Canada Day tomorrow, it is version française. What happened to my... to my face. I just like lost all ability to talk. Version française that I'm going to play for you so you can enjoy. Also, because I rarely get to put on my playlists that I have language. There's a column on the Excel that we have, and it's language, if not English. And I get to, rarely do I get to put things in there. But I feel good when I put things in there. You know what I mean? It makes me feel good inside. So let's play that. And we'll get some more heavy things from Canada, because Canada Day is tomorrow. I'm sorry, Moving Day is tomorrow. And if you're moving here in Quebec, which is, oh, it's part of Canada, isn't it? So I guess Canada Day would be here to, no. Oh, I'm sorry. No, heaven forbid. I say something like Canada Day is tomorrow. It's Moving Day. Of course, if you have anything that you're getting rid of for Moving Day that might be of interest, feel free to call into the show and I don't know what I'll do. Maybe I'll talk about it on air. Or maybe I'll just roll by tomorrow and pick it up for myself. Whatever it is, feel free. Doesn't matter to me. We're going to play a track off of... we're going to play this Rootel. And then I had it lined up where I was going to go next after that. And I just have too many windows open to go through this. So I'm not going to go into it right now. Let's just play this. We'll see where we go from there. So keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM. Derelict interview coming up. All Canadian things for the show today. Yep. Actually, mainly new Canadian things, too. So that's interesting for you, I guess. Let's assume that, yes, that is interesting for you. Stay tuned. CJLO 1690 AM. Grade A. Explosives. We'll be right back.
Every day.